Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The new moratorium on evictions could help keep millions of Americans in their homes as the coronavirus's Delta variant has spread and states have been slow to release federal rental aid. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a new moratorium Tuesday that would last until October 3rd as the Biden administration sought to quell intensifying criticism that it was allowing vulnerable renters to lose their homes during a pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Cori Bush, the freshman congresswoman who once lived in her car as a young mother, turned her passion into action.
For 4 nights, she slept on the steps of the Capitol, drawing attention to this issue in a way we rarely see from a member of Congress. She made yesterday's announcement possible. So, amazing credit lies with Congresswoman Bush and the Americans who joined her in her righteous cause.
Fighting in Afghanistan, western and southern provinces continued Wednesday as the Taliban were trying to tighten their grips on major cities. U.S. and Afghan airstrikes hit Taliban targets overnight in southern Helmand province in an effort to dislodge the insurgents after they captured much of the provincial capital of Lashkar Gah, officials said. The United Nations and the Human Rights Watch asked both sides to take care to prevent civilian casualties as the fighting rages on. As the U.S. continues its withdrawal from Afghanistan, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a strategic disaster is unfolding there.
The Taliban have already begun paving their way to Kabul with innocent blood. Al-Qaeda is already rebuilding capabilities to strike at our homeland.
Meanwhile, the U.K. government said Wednesday it aimed to resettle hundreds more Afghan translators and their families after criticism from former military top brass it was not doing enough. This is VOA News. Authorities say a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister has killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack, claimed Wednesday by Taliban insurgents. 2 rockets launched from Lebanon Wednesday struck Israel, which responded with several rounds of artillery fire amid heightened regional tensions over an alleged Iranian attack on an oil tanker in the Gulf last week. Israel's National Ambulance Service said there were no casualties on the Israeli side of the hilly frontier where the rockets ignited a brush fire. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the rocket strike launched from an area of South Lebanon under the sway of Iranian-backed Hezbollah guerrillas. In a statement, Israel's military said 3 rockets were launched from Lebanon, with one falling short of the Israeli border and the others striking inside Israel. A Munich to Prague express train ran through a stop signal and collided with a local commuter service in the Czech Republic Wednesday, leaving 3 people dead, including both train drivers, authorities said. 8 passengers were seriously injured and several were taken by helicopter to the hospital from the crash site near a western Czech village, according to the regional rescue service. Several thousand protesters marched in Ghana's capital, Accra, Wednesday in the latest rally against President Nana Akufo-Addo's government under the slogan, hashtag fix the country. Dressed in red and black and chanting patriotic songs, protesters waved placards declaring corruption breeds poverty and fix our education system now as they marched in the city center. Ethiopia Wednesday defended its decision to suspend 2 humanitarian groups active in its war-hit Tigray region, accusing them of disseminating misinformation online. The 3-month suspension of the Dutch section of Doctors Without Borders and the Norwegian Refugee Council represents the latest blow to the troubled humanitarian response in Tigray, where the UN says hundreds of thousands are suffering from famine. The World Health Organization calls for the rollout of vaccine booster shots to be delayed so that poor countries have a better chance of getting their hands on doses for first and second shots. Less than 2 months after France ended mandatory mask wearing outdoors, several coastal areas have made it mandatory again. All 12 members of the Greek artistic swimming team are in isolation after 5 test positive and the first cluster detected at the Olympic Games. And Pope Francis said Wednesday he has a great desire to visit Lebanon. The 84-year-old Pope was speaking on the first anniversary of a fatal blast in Beirut at his first general audience since he underwent surgery a month ago. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.